much, bud. Stay wise, bud.
We announced yesterday, we're speaking about the halachas of spare buttons and loose buttons. So we said that really an item's got little or no value. So the clothing is the mortal bottle, sometimes to a beggar. And then it becomes like part of the beggar. So we said, Lamarshal, these spare buttons that we have on our on the begodim, since the Meister, that's how they make the begodim. Many begodim are made like that. So many poskim hold that because of that, it's got a din of like tzuras habeged. And therefore, even though it's serving absolutely no use whatsoever, it's only the bechidish. I must say, it's not muskums. Let's just see if we can find where it is here. Erech Shabbos. Yeah, it's not muslim. That's what I want to speak out to you. It's not so. It's not everyone's muslim to this, and we're using the kashas that we arranged to use here. So I want to bring you what it says. Beggars should throw in the kaftur in the hem yodim shamish ketachlif b'mikosh yipur echem and kaftur beggars. It's meant to be a tachlif. It's meant to be a reserve. If one of them falls off, you can use this one. Nechleku b'zeh hadeis. It's a machlekes tachlif. In mutter lots of beggars there where you can use this beggar to go out with. Yes, I wish I'd all a mutter, Mishum Shakafrem, who born a beggar, the Kriyas, he became it all become part of it. But yes, I used And some say it's also. The Swar to Asi says here, like someone said this yesterday actually, the whole reason on a beggar is just a reserve. It's meant, it's just a convenient way of holding it there, really. It's not really meant to be part of the beggar. Even though it's joined on, you're going to see that not everything joined onto a beggar becomes automatically part of the beggar. That's much nicer, yeah. Something that's made to yipu your beggar. Something which is made to make the beggar look nice. That's definitely. You've got a button inside here, it's got no help whatsoever. It's doing nothing. Or a shirt button and a bottom there, it's doing nothing at all. It's a chiddush. Others say the mindset that becomes source of beggars. That's an old machlokes sister. Huh? Father said it was possible. Moshe, I think, and quite a few possible say the mindset becomes source of beggars. You say nothing to do with the beggar. It's nothing to do with the beggar, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, it's a spare one. That's what it's for. It's there for.
You have some here buttons. Yeah, the old shirts you would have worn around.
That's a tucker then. If that's if it's got a purpose, that's okay, tucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. If it's got a purpose, it's no problem, tucker. Come on, without a purpose. Yeah, we're talking about without a purpose. Okay, then we spoke about buttons. Also, very interesting thing about buttons that are lamoshal out of position. They're not working yet properly, yeah? Lamoshal, the button is broken. So, for example, we said that the button's in position, the threads are weak, but it makes the tourist beggar look nice. It means it's part of the beggar. Because even though the button can't be used as a function, you can't close your thing with it, but since it's part of the tourist beggar, it makes the beggar look nice, that's mutter to do. That's number one. If the button is weak, it can still be used also, mutter. The only case that's a problem is if the threads are loose and the button can't be used. That's much more of an issue then, yeah? That's much worse. Then it's not really doing anything. That lechera is problematic. So we said over there, the only hetzer in that case would be there if the button's a cheap button. It's got no chashivas. So then you can say it's bottle to the beggars. Mashiach is an expensive one and you're worried about it. That could be much worse. In that case, it's much worse. That's more of a problem. So the best is to have in mind if it's an expensive button, you're going to throw it away. That's the best thing to do. Have to give it no chashivas. That's the best thing to do. On Shabbos, maybe, or should we think? On a weekday she can sew, yeah. On a weekday she's not sewing, but not on Shabbos, but she can't do it on Shabbos. Yeah, okay. Then we said also to check new suits. When you buy a new suit, you must check there's nothing in there. And we said also to wash the threads that are hanging on your thing. If it, the button comes off, you mustn't pull the threads off. That's the problem to do. Then we spoke about whether the button is muksa. It's also very interesting to show you that's like a... There's a halacha. I just want to show you this halacha inside of Mishnah Berurah here. I didn't show it to you yesterday. Mishnah Berurah brings out a halacha here. It's in Shin Ches. And you've got Lamed Hay, Shin Ches, not Lamed Hay. Interesting halacha about things that break off a keli on Shabbos. Let's just find it. Sifkot Lamed Hay. This rule actually is maker on this, actually. Sorry, Shin Ches, Sifkot Lamed Hay. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, that's a machaba. Kol HaKelim, Shin HaNitolim Shabbos. Any keli which can be taken on Shabbos, Dal says, Sein Shin Sparkum HaNitolim. If the door of that keli breaks, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Bein sparkle, b'choy bein sparkle Shabbos. When the door broke from the weekday, the door broke on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Mutter Mishnah Nakati Keli Hu, it's called a keli, Sheroi Nishabe, my keli, it's going to be joined with a keli. Al Kei Mutter, the title, you're allowed to move it. Even though it's not roy to do any work with it, what falls on. Let's say this: the door fell off this keli, a keli, and it's useless. You can't do anything with it. Even so, the mishabrua learns there's no problem, because since it was muchon agav, it was muchon on this thing to go, and it's going to go back. Therefore, there's no problem. Strictly speaking, that's what should happen: is the chayav with the button. And since this button passage is going to go back onto this beged, that's an important thing. If the button is not going to go back on the beged, it's like a muksa. If this button is not going back on that beged, then it's like a muksa. Then it's muksa, because the whole svara is it's roy this chabad to join again. Yeah, that's it. Broken. So that's an interesting thing over here. So here he brings. Yeah, that's the Oka Shabbos also. That's not so poshut in this halacha here. So, pastures, if it's a button which is omen to go back, it should be this halacha over here, should be mutter to move it, put it to the side. That's what should happen. However, it's not so happy with this, the Oka Shabbos. In Peret Yutes here, Kof Samar Zion. Kafkash Novabeget, so he starts off with Kafkash Novabeget, mutter the tartloim, I see them lachso the toifroi. If you're going to put it back on his beget, you're allowed to move it. That's based on this thing, that's Mucha Makav Oviv, and therefore you're allowed to put it back. Other posse were not so happy with this. And this, the Meister, other posse were not so happy. On this halacha here, where is it here? Kaftar Shniftim Rab Beged, that's a Golem Shrim Zalman, Shainim Muksa, because you're going to put it back. So he says that only works for a beggar which is mucha for that garment. The Moshe, like we said, a button which you're not going to put back there because you haven't got the setter. That's what he wants to say. And even a shirt button, often he says, Lamaisa, you don't care to put this shirt button back on again. You can put another one. A cheap button, you don't have to put this one back on. That could be worse. So that one has to know about. That's not so posh. Okay. Moving on to today, another interesting halacha over here. And that is a halacha where some poskim hold items which themselves have got no chashivus at all, but the owner has a positive interest in them. He wants them. I expect you to make what I mean. That could be problematic. Let's start with the halacha. The halacha is in Hilchos Shabbos. Someone's walking on the street, for example, halacha in Shin Ches, and his tzitzis tear. Let's just find this halacha. Shin Ches. Sorry, Moshe? Yeah, but today's about loops, hooks on the thing. So why I'm over here is Shaila, let's just find this halacha where it is in the Shulchan Aruch. It could be a muscle, yeah. I have one way it is. What, to make it not a problem of Shabbos, you mean? That's a different side. That was because there's no mitzvah. Now, let's just get this. Let's find if we can find this halacha. I don't know where it is. A knot. It depends which knot. Which is someone's going to take out. Oh, so I'm going to find. See if we can find halacha about tzitzis. I can't know where it was. It's halacha of tzitzis. Where it was? It's halacha of tzitzis. I didn't write down where it was. Kavches, Kuf Samar Gimel. Kavches, Kuf Samar Gimel. Ah, Talis, She'enim Atsiyas Kilchosa. Why? Because you've got a Talis that's a problem. It wasn't, it tore on Shabbos. So you've got four tzitzis on your baguette, and one of the tzitzis ripped. The whole thing came off. So you've got three kosher ones, and one poster one. Yeah? So now, what's the shadow now? Why, let's just find it. I can't find it. I lock the way it is. No, but is it bottom to the beggar? Is the threads bottom to the beggar? I mean, it's interesting shadows over here. The threads are stuck onto the beggar, yeah? They're knotted onto the beggar. So you could have thought they're bottom to the beggar. Oh, so the shadows, which one is the problem? I forgot what it says there. Short has a beggar, Moshe. The short one is a beggar. That you can use one you can use. But the interesting halacha is the Moedik is Achamosh. Let's say someone's walking the street, right? And it sits this tear. So the Moshe, let's say it's got, instead of eight strings on, he's got four. four of them ripped off completely. He's left with just four threads there, yeah? Which is no good. That thread's there, actually, has got no chashivas, it's bottom to the beggar. The other three are dobar choshuv, because you want to use them for the mitzvah later. Those three are not bottled. You cannot carry on walking with your talis. It's an amazing thing. That means you've got something joined onto a beged. It's mamish part of it. And the beged you're allowed to wear, it's doing your stump shoes, let's say you're not walking the street, let's say it's warming you up or whatever, but it doesn't help you at all, because those three that you want to keep afterwards are choshuv, and therefore it's not bottled. Yeah, it's also got problems with some sisters also. So that's a big shy what to do on Shabbos, because the ice is really an onus. You can't put sisters on. So there's a whole shy about kovod habrias, what to do if someone's stuck in the middle of the street, he gets caught, what can you do, carry walking? But the shy of carrying that beggar there is because you want those three that are going to be good. And those three that you want can't be bottled to the beggars. They're choshuv, they're mitzvah. And therefore, it's a shy of carrying those three sisters. Says the Chai Odom, Gvadi Nechilish Chai Odom, Adam says, you see from here, when you want something, and you don't want to be, it's a chashivas to you, it can't become bottled to the beggar. Says a chai odom, if someone's, for example, the back of his jacket, he's got a loop there, the back of the jacket here, you've got this loop, which you hang on, you use this for hanging on. If this comes off on Shabbos, it's only usable on one side. It's one side stuck on and one side's off. Says the Chai Odom, that beggar is also to wear in the street on Shabbos. Why? Because since you want to put it back, it's a Dovah Choshuv, it becomes now a Dovah Choshuv, and therefore it can't become bottled to the beggars. Therefore, says the Chai Odom, let's just show the Chai Odom aside. The Chai Odom is brought in the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. I've lost my mamra kremis here. Don't know where it is, Mishnah Berurah. Oh, Shein Aleph, Siv Cotton Kuf Nun. Shein Aleph, Siv Cotton Kuf Nun. Sorry, Mashi? No, I've got this, is a good one. It's good to go show you. This one's good. So, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, from the Chai Odom, Alkei Kosta, Soi Odom, Lizor, Kshin, Nisat, Ritzua, and Ritzua's Begodrish, Kosha, Beshtea, Stotim, and with Tad Echad, Nisha, Ritzua, one side is attached, then there's a problem to walk with that in the streets on Shabbos.
Are it's carrying or
not? It's carrying. So it's all. It's a masoi. Since you want that, and it's Dovah Choshuv, because you want to sew it after Shabbos, you want it, it can't become bottled to the beged. And therefore, even though it's attached to it, it's not part of the beggar. It's an extra thing. Unbelievable chiddush. It means even though it's part of it, stuck onto the beggar.
No,
what?
You've got a beggar with no
bed
to
sit on it. You've got a beggar with no what? Yeah, same thing. No, it's a chiddush is over here. I must say, why is it a chiddush the Chai Odom? The chiddush for the Chai Odom is not like sitzes. Sitzis is an expensive item, it's Dovah Choshuv. That is a lot possible to say that Chai Odom is a Chiddush, because the Sitzis is Dovah Choshuv. That's each Sitzis is Dovah Choshuv. This little thing at the back has got no value to it whatsoever, it's pennies. That is the Chiddush of the Chai Odom, that even that's Osa. That means, who are they, my friends? If someone's got a nice buckle on his shoe, and the buckle breaks, half of it comes off, and it's useless, not doing anything, it doesn't look nice on the shoe, it looks odd. That's much worse than Chai Odom's case. That's like the Tzitzis case. Because that's a Dovah Choshuv, something which is valuable, and it's not doing its purpose, what it's meant to be doing. And you want to fix it after Shabbos. You want to fix the buckle back on again after Shabbos. But now it's not doing its purpose. That is a serious problem of why it's on you and it's not joined properly. That is the problem.
Same thing
here with the belt. Yeah, the same thing with these dudes over here.
Maybe that's
it depends. Do you want to fix it after Shabbos or not?
I don't know
why. That's
interesting.
That's an interesting point. That so Meister, the Eitzah of this over here, he's quite right. Actually, we're saying Chaim. That means this loop. If someone's in the middle of the street, Moishi's walking in the middle of the street, Moishi, and decides it's too hot, so you take your jacket off, and you look at the back of your jacket, and you see the loop. One loop's off. And Moishi, you're going to stop. You can't stop carrying on walking anymore. You're going to have a problem. So Moishi's very clever. He's come to the shir tonight. And Moishe knows that the whole problem is because you want to fix it after Shabbos. So Moishe says, I'm very clever, I don't want to fix it after Shabbos. Yeah. I want to tear it off. I don't want it. That's Takamutta then. Because then it's Takabaka to the thing. So Moshe, good thing you came, you see. In such a case there, you're not mashing it, but it can't be a joke. It has to be Taka serious, Taka.
You have to
tear it off. Well, you can put it back on again after, I don't know, huh? What? Yeah, he's right. You don't have to tear it off. You just leave it hanging on one side, and you don't bother fixing it. If you don't care about it, it's no problem either. Yeah, he's right.
Can you take it off the bottom?
Another one, you can take a pawn. The shayv, you can put this one, because I've always had the shayv. Unfortunately, I can't ask the shayv to if I wanted to ask to. It's a good shayv. Can you actually take it off and then put it back on again?
Why not?
It's a joke, the whole thing, right? It means you want it.
Yeah,
it's a joke. Who are you bluffing? What?
I want that one off, yes.
What? Well, that's a good point, what you're saying, my friend. It's a good point. That they really say. If you could put a safety pin through one side and you could use it as is, then it's quite a hassle to use. And then it's not going to be a problem on a beggar. Yeah, say good point, then you could even say good point. If you could make it that you could use this loop on Shabbos with one safety pin, you put it one through it would hold, then that is still doing a job. It's still Roy to be using the job.
The street.
What?
You're stuck on the street, you take it off, you realize it's half off.
That's right, but it's got a use. You could use our shots. You could bring it.
Even without safety.
Yeah, even without safety pin, it's alright. Because you could use a safety pin. If you could use a safety pin, this hook has still got a chain hook as it is, even though it's off down one side, but it's called a hook. It's a valuable hook still. It's a hiddish, I say it's a hiddish. I don't want to break it off, Simcha, but understand, if this loop comes off over here, and I take a safety pin, and I put it safety pin through here, on one side, it'll hold it, yeah? Then when I come home, I take my jacket off, I can hang it on the hanger.
No, but...
I don't have to keep it like that. As long as it's usable, the chora, as long as it's usable, then it might be okay. I think Shabbos says this Torah, actually. It's a good Torah, what you think? What? What, Moshi? You can put new tires on. Put a new tires on. He has to take his tires off, put a new one on my sheet.
Once, only go through the jacket.
Yeah. First of all, the safety pin lock you don't make anyway, it's knicker that it's not going to be there for a long time, it could be that's mutter. It's knicker, it's a temporary sewing, it could be it's also mutter. If there's a way you could do it beheta, then lechera, that loop is still good. I thought, actually, but it's not right what I'm saying, I thought lechera got the same problem with your shutters label. If your shutters label comes off, one side of the shutters label comes off, then I thought lechera is the same problem. Very often you want to stick it back on again together afterwards. But the mice, that's not a problem. Lechera, because as it is now, it's still doing its job. If everyone knows... What? What, Moshi?
Why can't the ladies
do that? Yeah, but not on Shabbos, Moshi. We're talking about Shabbos.
Can't
you say
that on general
week? During the week, Moshi can, but not on Shabbos. All right, Rabbi, we'll stop there. That's the lechera, what comes out with this thing. So you ask about the safety pin. As far as I know, someone says this.